May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Welcome back, viewers, to our weekly program, Spiritual Cures. This is your program where your messages and your istikharas are involved in part of the program. One of the segments that we do have in the program, which is the vazifa of the day. So watch out for the vazifa of the day for this week, inshallah. So get your pen and pad ready, or if not, you can have your mobile phone ready and you can just take a picture as well. So without wasting further time, let's move on towards the actual program. But just before we move on to our Mubaligh that's here with us in the studio, I'd just like to mention one of the benefits or one of the excellences of reciting durood and salam upon the best of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, "Whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times in a day shall not die until he sees his place in paradise."
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So here, 1,000. Now, when somebody hears 1,000, he thinks, oh, that's a massive number. But remember, there's no fixed durood sharif that you need to read. So even if you are reading a small sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are also durood sharif. And reading it 1,000 times, even though it sounds like a very big number, but I think if you sat down and started reading sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think maybe 3-4 minutes, 5 minutes. So if you're very slow or you're starting new afresh now, say maximum 10 minutes. But look what you're getting for them 10 minutes. If I said to you that give me 10 minutes of your time and I will give you x amount of wealth, something worldly, or I'll give you this car, you'd without doubt give me those 10 minutes every day. And look what you're exchanging that 10 minutes or 12 minutes even, or 15 minutes, look what you're exchanging it for.
Subhanallah.
Guaranteed place in paradise.
Subhanallah.
Which is priceless. You can't be bought. You know, you can be the richest man in the world and you can't buy yourself a place in paradise. So look how easy Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it for us to gain paradise.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. So Adil bhai, mashallah, is here with us. Adil bhai, I'm hoping you're well.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Let's move to some messages. I did receive some messages.
Labbaik.
I'll mention them. Adil bhai, if you can take note.
Ji, labbaik.
And then inshallah, any further ones that come, inshallah, will also mention them as well.
Inshallah.
So we'll make a start. If you can take note. Salam. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you share a vazifa for shadi or a good rishta?
Inshallah.
So for marriage. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you send me a ruhani ilaj for fever?
Like
fever, high temperature. Bukhar.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is for a friend. An Islamic brother has gone from his home and the family are wanting him to return home. So if you can have a vazifa for this, left home for that.
Jiji, labbaik.
Left home and the family are wanting him to come back. Jiji, Adil bhai. I'll leave them with you if you can. Start looking into these, inshallah. I will check if we've received any other messages. Inshallah, we'll move on to them. And meanwhile, whilst our Adil bhai is looking into the messages, I've got the Fizania Madina magazine open in front of me
on one of our favorite topics that we like to speak in regards. So Darul Iftah Ahlus Sunnah. So some public questions which are sent to Darul Iftah, to the Muftiyan Kiram, and the replies that are given by them. So one of the questions here, reading Salah with metal jewelry. What do the honorable scholars say regarding this matter? Many youngsters who regularly pray Salah also wear metal bracelets made from copper, brass, etc. Please clarify the Islamic ruling of men wearing such jewelry and the impact of that on their Salah. And the reply that Muftiyan Ikram gave to the question, it is impermissible for a man to wear a bracelet made from brass or any metal or material. And it is prohibitively disliked, ay makruhe tahrimi, to offer salah whilst wearing it. The person will be sinful for offering salah in this state, and it will be necessary, ay wajib, to repeat it. Allahu Akbar. So this is something that we need to pay attention to, because Adil Bhai, nowadays there is a trend where a lot of our youngsters, unfortunately, do wear different types of jewelry. Ji, Adil Bhai, I think you're ready to
Ji, labbaik, I said, labbaik, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Wazifa for the marriage.
Ji.
I said, we obviously receive the plenty of calls as well. People are struggling to get good rishta. So may Allah Ta'ala give them every single person who needs the rishta, a good rishta. Wazifa is very beautiful wazifa. This is obviously whoever needs it, they need to read every day until they get married. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will get a good rishta inshallah Azza wa Jal. Recite Surah Ikhlas 41 times when sleeping and make dua for a marriage. Only recite Salat 11 times before and after it. Make an intention that in your wedding ceremony, you will refer from films, dramas, songs, music, or anything.
Refrain from
songs, dramas, so read 11 times Durood e Pak before and after, then Surah Ikhlas 41 times. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, when you're going to do the dua, obviously you have to do the dua from the heart. It's you need exactly. A good rishta. So do that until you get married. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you get a good rishta in this way.
So
inshallah.
Time of sleeping, before you go to sleep.
Before.
Durood Sharif before and after. 11 times?
11 times.
11 times Durood Sharif before and after. Surah Ikhlas, Ay Qul Huwallahu Ahad.
Ahad.
Right till the end, the complete surah, 41 times.
41 times.
And then make dua. Obviously, with sincerity, you know, put your heart into it, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal,
inshallah,
it will be answered quicker. What if somebody's recitation is not correct? It should be. This is like Surah Ikhlas is one of the smallest surahs, and it's one of the easy common ones which a lot of people read in their salah. But just say for somebody's makharij or their pronunciation is not correct, Adil Bhai, then what shall they do? Can somebody else read for them? Or if 41 times, 41 is a big figure for, you know, some people. They have to read it 41 times, and, you know, just hearing 41 put somebody off. What do you advise Allah to those people?
Yes, obviously, we need to sit down with someone, because obviously purpose is you want to get married. So you need to obviously correct yourself first. Then inshallah, you're going to get a good rishta as well. So just put a little bit effort, sit down with somebody who can read properly with pronunciations, and then read on the front of that person and ask that person to if I'm reading it correct or not.
So the gist of your is that to gain something, you have to
give
do something, you have to give something.
Exactly.
So somebody needs to give time. So somebody else can't do it for them. They need to do it themselves.
Exactly.
So they need to give some time and learn the correct
exactly.
pronunciation. And to gain something, you can't just have it for nothing. You need to
sacrifice
something,
to put
like
effort.
Some time and some effort.
Yes,
Gee, mashallah.
Definitely.
So there you go, for the person who sent the message in regards to marriage. Surah Ikhlas 41 times, Durood Sharif 11 times before and after, and make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with sincerity, inshallah Azza wa Jal. I think there was a duration for this, that you'll get married or engaged.
Until the rishta is completely, nikah meaning has been done. Sometime obviously when somebody has rishta, except they stop it. So it's mentioned over that you're going to carry on until your nikah has been done.
Okay.
So you have to read.
Until purpose is fulfilled.
Yes.
Inshallah. So just because the engagement happened, don't stop. Continue
exactly.
Until the marriage is
this is the answer.
Until the purpose is fulfilled.
For the fever, very beautiful wazifa, alhamdulillah. La yarawna fiha shamsan wala zamharira. That's the ayat, para 29, verse 13.
Surah Ad-Dahr. Ad-Dahr.
Surah Ad-Dahr. Recite this blessed verse 7 times with the salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once before and once after. Perform dam inshallah azawajal. Fever will be inshallah azawajal getting reduced.
Subhanallah. So for fever, the person who sent this message in, now this isn't just for this person who sent the message in. Viewers of Madinah channel,
anybody,
all of you can take note of this particular spiritual cure. And I think, you know, like in the home, even though nobody's ill, there's a few things that you keep in the home. For example, I think there'll be no, I can't imagine a home which doesn't have paracetamol in the home.
Every other
ticket. So this is something which is like part of the home, even though nobody's ill, it's there just in case somebody's got a bit of a headache, somebody's, you know, a bit of a fever or not feeling well, etc. So this is like just one example I've just mentioned, but there will be other things that you'll have in the home. It's like, if I think at home now, okay, what have we got? Dried pudina.
Definitely.
We've got at home. Somebody's got a bit of upset stomach or vomiting. That helps for. So there is certain things, whether it's homemade remedy type things or whether it's some those type of medications which are not doctor prescribed. You can buy them from the counter. For example, you might even have like some sachet of you know, like flu sachets, which you like another. I don't want to mention a company, but you understand what I mean. Like something which will.
Yes.
For like a cold and flu, etc. And then there's, you know, other things. For example, like when it's the springy summer season and people suffer from hay fever, etc. So there are some things which our households, you know, we have them just there for the sake of it. So I think this spiritual cure, this actual spiritual cure is one of those which should be part of the parcel.
Subhanallah.
This should be there because somebody up and down, whether it's a child, whether it's some, you know, teenager, adult, etc., or elderly, somebody suffers from fever every now and again. And this is something which we should have in the home. You should have this noted down, saved on your phone, etc., or in a notebook, etc.
Yes.
Anybody suffers from fever, there you go. You take it out. And this particular surah, like Adil Bhai has mentioned, they recite this verse 7 times, Durood Sharif once before and after, and simply perform dam upon the afflicted person with fever, and inshallah azza wa jal, just by doing so, the person will be really, he will actually feel the fever reducing, inshallah.
Inshallah. I'll mention one more thing, guys. If somebody's, for example, even though reading these and still they feel it's still, you know, the temperature is there, so nearest basta, nearest stall of tawizat, just speak with the Islam brother, get tawizat. We give the tawizat as well for the fever, and use those. Hopefully, inshallah, you will get benefit, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this spiritual cure for fever, and if somebody's fever is such that it's not reducing by using this spiritual cure, mashallah, beautifully, Adil Bhai has recommended that go to your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. And there is a particular taweez there which is specially for that fever which doesn't reduce or doesn't go away. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by using that particular taweez, which I can picture now, I remember it's the two.
Yes, yeah, two taweez.
And that will, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, reduce your fever. Jazakallah, Adil Bhai, for that. Have you got the other one ready? Or shall I?
Yes, I said, if the person or run away, or lost, or gone, and house people, family members, they want that person to come back. They can do one wazifa, which is a very beautiful para 30, Ad-Duha, 7 and 8,
Surah Ad-Duha,
Surah Ad-Duha. Yeah,
chapter 30, ji. And verse number 7 and 8.
Yes, ji, 7 and 8. They just need to read 990 times. Before and after Durood-e Pak, obviously, whenever we mention any wazifa, you guys have to read Durood-e Pak before and after. Whatever amount, obviously, we mention it, that's obviously you're going to continue. Otherwise, just read once or three times before and after Durood-e Pak. 990 times. وَوَجَدَكَ دَعَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So this Ayat 7 and 8, 990 times. Read it and then do dua. Hopefully with that, inshallah, that person will come back home.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So whilst they in the home,
yes,
they'll recite these two verses 990 times. Riba, you're scaring people today with these big figures.
Just a small
I'm on the public side. And you know, you're coming out with big figures, and you know, as soon as you mention to somebody, oh, you need to recite this 990 times, they're like straight away.
It's only two eyes. Open,
jaw drops 990 times.
It's a big gain as well, Aisab. So the person, inshallah, will come home.
Will return.
So
I did notice, so وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. So the two verses need to be recited 990 times. And then it mentioned the whole surah once as well.
After Isha namaz, the 41 times they mention Surah Ad-Duha, Ma Bismillah Sharif. They have to read it.
So that's part of this, or that's
this is another wazifa which is mentioned, okay. Obviously.
I think the 990 times you've already given your own task. I think if you try to give them two,
yes,
then people will stop asking you questions, Adil bhai.
Allahu Akbar.
The person who sent in the message, so somebody, a family member, has basically left home, and you know, the family are worried for the person, and they want him to return home. So this particular spiritual cure is for this, that somebody who's either disappeared or has left home, and you know, the family want him to come back. So you need to recite both these verses. I was just having a little bit of a with Adil bhai. Basically, the verse are not very lengthy, and I don't think it'll take long reciting them 990 times. You've got a counter tasbih in your hand. And you're also worried for your family person, and you want them to come back. I think it's not a big sacrifice to make. And if you put your mind to it, set your heart to it, inshallah, do the wazifa and then make dua sincerely in the court of Allah. You know, inshallah, your family member will come home. May Allah make it easy for you and make this family member come home quickly, inshallah. Jazakallah, Adil bhai, for this.
Allah bhai, Allah.
Gee, let me just check on our messages. Okay.
Soon wazifa of the day as well.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please could you do istikhara for so and so. Okay, so somebody is smoking. Doctors have advised that he needs to stop his smoking or cut back, as it's causing severity in his illness. Is it istikhara request? And they've also given code name is Ya Ghos Al Madad. Subhanallah. Okay, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla will send this onto the majlis. Inshallah, the istikhara will take place. Remember, the istikhara replies, we mentioned them near the last quarter of the program. So inshallah, we will do stay tuned and watch out for your code word. I'll just forward this on to the majlis. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Somebody sent a message. My son has a court case, etc. later this month. Could you do istikhara for us? My son's name is etc., etc. And they've actually forgotten to give us a code name. I'll just put here court case anyway, so I'll mention that, so then you'll understand that this istikhara reply is for yourself, G. Because you've not mentioned a code name, but I will forward the istikhara details to the relevant department that do the istikhara, inshallah. Inshallah, it's now time for Vazifa of the day. I'll move over to Adil Bhai, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Spiritual Cure. And today's spiritual cure is to find a missing person, car or wealth, anything, while having a firm trust in the mercy of Allah. Recite the following as many time as you can while walking, talking, or sitting around. Wazifa is very beautiful and very easy to read. Ya Rabbi Musa, Ya Rabbi Kaleem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. During this act, recite Salatul Nabi few times as well, inshallah, you will find the missing person, vehicle or wealth, etc. This is also beneficial for the fulfillment of other needs as well. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A beautiful wazifa. Now here, I know Adil Bhai has mentioned whether somebody's a missing person, a missing family member, whether somebody's lost a vehicle, somebody's, it could be stolen here as well, when meaning lost. It could be lost, it could be stolen, lost wealth, stolen wealth, etc. Very regularly we do get calls and messages in regards to this, even in the istikhara office, where somebody's jewelry has been misplaced, some other valuable item has been misplaced. So this, I think, is another spiritual cure of wazifa, which we should take down or save or have it in our phones.
Subhanallah.
Because even general day-to-day things, look, for example, you've got your house key. Mm-hmm. Now your house is valuable.
Exactly.
And the house also contains valuable items, valuable things. Wow. Now you lose your house key, you can't enter your home. So even if you've lost your keys, even there, this can, wazifa can be used even for something like this. But jewelry, etc., mobile phone, sometimes people place it, they're looking for it then, and they can't find it, and then they have to go through other means or ring my mobile, where is it ringing? Sometimes the phone is on silent. So even that idea of ringing it doesn't work as well. And especially if the vibrate is turned off as well. So that's another problem. So here this wazifa, and this wazifa is beautiful, alhamdulillah. We've given it to many people.
Powerful.
And alhamdulillah, a lot of people have found their lost and valuable items.
Subhanallah.
Ji Adil Bhai. Let's move on. I've got a few messages lined up for you. So let's mention these. So the previous one was a istikhara, so which I mentioned. Let's move on. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I hope you are well. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin la kulli hal. We hope that likewise that you are also well. Can we give you a wazifa for eczema and itchiness on the back and face? Adil Bhai.
Love Bhai Kaisam.
Eczema, itchiness on the back and face. Okay? So kharish. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please advise me? I'm having a really hard time. Even though I'm working 7 days a week, I don't seem to find any blessing, any barakah in my home, in my earnings. He's saying that he's punctual in his salah, so he's regular in his prayer. He's saying that, he's saying that they're doing their ibadah, they're also doing rather wazayf, etc. He does mention something else as well, which I don't think is necessary to mention here. But it's somebody who's practicing, but he doesn't seem to be barakah, no blessings in the home or in his sustenance, earnings, etc. So he's asking for a wazifa.
Inshallah.
I'm sure you can find something for this brother, inshallah. May Allah give you blessings in the home, blessings in your sustenance, you earn that which is sufficient for you and your household, inshallah. Inshallah, Adil Bhai will give us something, inshallah, which we'll put into practice, inshallah. Something I will advise is do try to give charity, do give sadaqah. It doesn't matter if it's a small amount. It's the actual intention and the thought and the action that counts. So do try to give charity as well, because it does rid of many problems and hurdles and illnesses and etc. And inshallah, it will be helpful here as well. But inshallah, Dilbhai will give us a wazifa, inshallah, in regards to blessings in the home. Dilbhai, I've got a few more messages that I need to mention to you, please, before you move on. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me a spiritual cure for weak eyesight?
Labbaik.
Just keeping an eye on the clock as well.
Jee.
Well, quite a few messages. So can I mention a few to you, then you can start digging them out as well. No. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you give me a spiritual cure for acne?
Labbaik.
Type of spots, Adilbhai.
Jiji.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a ruhani ilaj for toothache?
Labbaik.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can we request a spiritual cure for joint pain?
Labbaik. Inshallah.
One more last one, Adilbhai, please. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you give me a spiritual cure for ease in difficulties?
Labbaik.
Mushkil,
mena?
Asani ho. Jee, Dilbhai, let you dig these out. Okay, we'll move back. I'll just see if we're caught up on the messages. Jee, we'll move on to another question while Dilbhai is digging the spiritual cure out. Okay, making new graves on old ones. What do the honorable scholars say regarding this matter, that there is an old publicly endowed, i.e. waqf cemetery in a town, which has now been completely filled with graves. Is it permissible to add 5 or 6 feet of soil on top of the graves to make new graves on top? So here there's like a publicly owned cemetery in a town, and somebody is asking that all the land has been filled with graves, and if they put more soil on top of the graves, can they bury somebody on top of a previous grave? So let's see what the Mufti An-Ikram have replied to this. In the aforementioned case, it is unlawful, i.e. haram, to cover an old cemetery with 5 or 6 feet of soil to make new graves. This would be a severe affront to the sanctity and respect of the graves of Muslims and a cause of pain for them. Because whatever harms a living person, it also harms the deceased. When it is not permissible to walk, I was just thinking about this, that look, you know, like you should, when you're even walking through the graveyard, you might go to see a family, you know, somebody, a relative or family, you need to avoid even stepping on a different game. It's just, you know, they're just mentioning this here now. The thought came to my mind, and you know, that's what's being mentioned. So basically, they're saying that you know, whatever pain a person feels, you know, in the graves, it's also felt as well. So whatever harms a living person also harms the deceased. When it is not permissible to walk on a grave, place feet on it, sit on it, or make a pathway on it,
Allah,
then how can it be permissible to make a permanent grave on top of it? So there are other issues with this as well. To fill the cemetery with soil, tractors, shovel trolleys, other modes of transport need to carry basically all that soil. How are they going to transport it there?
Transport, yes.
You know, so there'll be lorries, you know, these digger dumper trucks. They'll have to be used, and tractors, and you know, JCB, etc. You know. So all these other modes of transport need to carry the material. Will have to be used, or the people will have to do it manually. So bring in the soil, which most likely entail walking on the old graves. So even that. So even if they avoid bringing these diggers and dumper trucks and dump it outside of the,
the graveyard. So the people somebody can. Has to still take it in to spread it. You can't just automatically get there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so some people need to bring in the soil, which will most likely entail walking on the old graves. New paths will be built to facilitate building work. And once ready, funeral processions and visitors will walk on them. These paths will almost certainly be built over the old graves. So in terms of Sharia, all of these actions are strictly haram, as it is disrespect of the deceased.
Allah.
Ji Dilbhai, I think you're ready.
Ji Labbai Ghai Sab, regarding eczema and itchy, it's very beautiful ayat. They have to obviously read it and blow on that affected area. فَكَسَوْنَ الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٌ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. This ayat, or recite above verse and perform them on affected area, wherever you have a problem. If you can't do it, for example, in certain areas, obviously person can't blow it, and then ask somebody else. They will recite it and blow it on that affected area, hopefully, or either on blow it on the hand and rub it on that area. With that, inshallah, azawajal, your eczema, your itchiness will be removed, inshallah. Azawajal.
MashaAllah. Ji, Dilbhai.
Ji, Asab, eyesight. Quite a lot of people in the, especially who are using the computer most of the time, they have issues regarding eyesight. It's very simple and very beautiful wazifa. Ya Shakuru. Ya Shakuru. If someone eyesight has become weak, recite 41 times, blow onto water and rub it over the eyes. Before and after through the park and blow on the water, and be very, very careful. Don't drop that water on the floor. Just put something on your lap and then rub the eyes with the water. Hopefully you will get benefit, inshallah.
I've just got a couple of istikharas that I need to mention, Dilbhai, and I'll let you carry on with the Ruhani Ilaj. I've got a couple of messages for istikhara. So because we're coming quickly, the time goes so quick. So we're coming on to the end of the program, so I'll just get these sent in. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Can you do my istikhara, please? Name has been mentioned. Code name is Petal. And the next one, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Istikhara request, name, mother's name has been mentioned. Yes, code name, Tulip123. Mashallah. All about flowers today. Okay, so I'll just send these on to the majlis, inshallah. So we'll get these replies. Adilbhai, have you got some more?
Ready
for me?
Regarding Barakat, somebody was having issue. He's obviously doing reading namaz, everything, but still Barakat is not there. Sometime, we obviously don't think that what we're doing. And certain things obviously in the house is being like, I'm going to just give the simple example. If somebody's eating the food, whatever is left, we just throw in the bin. That's the one of reason as well for the barakat is gone away from the house. And our Piru Murshid is most of the time they mention in the Madani Muzakara the pictures are in the house, and every other person have now statues and beautiful decoration pieces, which is mention the humans or animals.
A popular one is peacock. And
exactly. For that reason as well, that our barakat is gone away. This simple method, Aisab, I'll mention, inshallah, azawajal. In the morning, once you read the namaz, namaz-e-fajr, after that, you can recite before sunrise 90 times, Ya Maliku. Ya Maliku, 90 times before and after Durood-e Pak. Hopefully with that, inshallah, azawajal, you will get the barakat. Regarding acne, one wazifa. Very simple and very beautiful. Ya Raqibu. Ya Raqibu, whoever invoke this three times before and after Durood-e Pak and blow on blister or pimple or acne, inshallah azawajal, they will get cure.
Subhanallah. Anyway, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My son is 4 years old, not well all the time. His name is, mother's name is
And the code word that they have given is blue. So I've sent this on, inshallah. Let's go to the replies of the istikhara. Okay, so the istikhara reply for petal one. Okay, petal. The istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So in regards to this, inshallah, Dilbhai, if you can take a note of a wazifa for those replies that come back as azmaish. The istikhara reply for tulip 123 has come back as a sign of illness. Tulip 123. So if this was your code name, the istikhara reply has come back as tulip 123. This particular, okay, so the court case, I wrote it down as court case. This was your istikhara. You didn't mention a code name, so I couldn't mention a code name. So I just wrote it down as court case. So the message which came in regards to a court case, the istikhara reply, he has given, and now I will mention this here, he has given a spiritual cure. The Majlis have sent us a spiritual cure in regards to winning a court case. But there is something which is actually mentioned in this, and I'll mention it to yourself as well, that this particular spiritual cure is done, but it's if you are innocent. Basically, if somebody is doing a, you know, filed a complaint or whatever, and, you know, you're having to go to court in regards to this, and you are innocent, you know, you're not guilty, then you should do this. If not, for example, if somebody is guilty and he's got a court case and you do this spiritual cure, it can have a negative effect on yourself. So I'd like to mention this first, and then we'll mention the actual, you can actually see this. It's actually taken from Mendik Sawar Bichu. So it's a scorpion on a frog. It's a booklet of Amir al-Sunnat, which can be downloaded free from the Dawud Islami website, or you can attain it from your nearest bookshop, namely Maktabatul Madina. So scorpion on a frog in English, and in Urdu it's Mendak Sawar Bichu. And it's actually mentioned there, winning a court case, and it mentions that recite the following verse, and the reference of it is part 15, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 81. And you need to recite this 133 times after each salah. And the actual verse is وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. So this needs to be recited 133 times, Rushi before and after. And this is after each salah. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be successful in winning the court case. But do remember that if you are innocent, then you will do this. If you are guilty, then do avoid it, because it can have negative effect. G. Another istikhara request. I'm just looking at the code name Ya Ghos Al Madad. The reply that I've got in regards to this was that we don't do istikhara regard, because I think it was in regards to a medical problem where whether you know operating, etc. So there's certain guidelines, that certain things that we can't actually do istikhara for. And in regards to this, you know, it falls into that category in regards to medication, etc. Or shall we have this operation done, etc. So the Mufti-an-i-Kiram have guided us of what things we can do istikhara for and what we can't do. And unfortunately, this actually falls under that category where we can't actually do istikhara for this. But the Majlis have sent us a ruhani ilaj, a spiritual cure in regards to this. And it's mentioned that recite Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu 111 times, Durood Sharif before and after, and perform dam upon the you know, the ill person. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will gain cure. Now, remember, it mentions regarding this Sifati name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Salamu, that this is cure to all illnesses except death.
Subhanallah.
Do put this into practice, inshallah. May Allah will grant him complete cure, you know, raise his ranks for the sufferings that he has gone through, and give him complete cure, give him healthy, make him healthy, you know, even better health than before he became ill.
Deepa, I think I've got one more, which was, I think it was this last one.
Okay, code name Blue. So if your code name is Blue, then this particular spiritual, this istikhara reply is for yourself. And the istikhara reply has come back, the indication in the istikhara has come back as a sign of illness. A sign of illness. And they've given you a spiritual cure in regards to this. That a lot of the time children fall ill, and some of the causes for them is like through evil eye, etc. And then it deteriorates and the child becomes ill. So in regards to this, recite for a small child, recite Surah Kawthar and blow on the right cheek, Surah Kawthar and blow on the left cheek, Surah Kawthar and blow on the forehead. And this is a protection, it's like a barrier for your children to protect them from evil eye. So something I recommend parents, view who are watching at the moment, you have small children, they regularly get ill or they regularly suffer from evil eye, etc. Then I recommend you take this on board. Very simple Surah Kawthar, very small surah. Recite it once, blow on the right cheek of your child, recite it again the second time, blow on the left cheek of the child, recite it the third time, and blow upon the forehead of the child, and inshallah, it's like you've made a barrier for that child, protecting from all evil eye and illnesses. Jazakallah khaira. That brings us to the end of the program. The time does fly quickly, but keep your messages rolling, and the time goes quickly. We will see you next week, same time, same place, only on Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.